loud?
Because it uses a steam engine.
What's a steam engine?
I'll explain later on the train. Okay, so in 1698, some dude named Thomas Savery made his steam engine, but it didn't work very well.
And then in 1712, another dude named Thomas Newcomen made a better steam engine, but it wasn't very practical.
Oh, I didn't know that. Why are they both named Thomas? Like Thomas the Tank Engine?
Well, he is a steam train.
Because Britain had steam engines, this led to an advantage over other countries, because faster transportation leads to faster colonization and globalization. Newcomen's engine was originally intended for pumping water out of coal mines, and as it needed tons of coal to power it, it wasn't practical for any other uses. James Watt's engine, however, was able to be used in trains and ships, greatly increasing transportation speeds for Britain and giving them an advantage over other countries.
After the steam engine was invented, you can now get anywhere in Europe very fast by train. Cargo can also be shipped very quickly. You can get to Paris to London in just 2 hours and 17 minutes. Before the steam engine, it took 8 to 10 days by horse or carriage.
A major effect the steam engine had on the world was that it replaced manpower with machines so things could be done faster and utilize more mechanical power than humans could produce for transportation, which led to faster transportation and globalization.
At its peak, Great Britain controlled 35 million square kilometers. That's 10 million square kilometers more than the area of North America.
Due to Britain having steam engines, they had an advantage over other countries, because faster transportation leads to faster colonization and globalization.
Before we end, I have a question for you. What would society look like without the steam engine? I'm Kayave.
And I'm Connor.
Thank you for listening to the Futures Podcast.